was your land like?
Huh?
Would your land make good peanuts?
Yeah, yeah, good sandy like, a good land for peanuts. Yeah, man, I hope they tell you we make them peanuts. That was fun for us, you know, to pull them up. Any little kid could go pull peanuts up and break them. And after we get them in down there, we'd bring them out to the front, you know, and then you get everybody get in there, and my mother and all the rest of them, everybody get in there and break peanuts, you know. And then we put them out there and dry them, put them in sacks, you know. And then after they dried up in sacks, they would get out there and my daddy would wash them. You had to be washed before you could chip them, you see. So we had the great big tubs. And you dump a sack of them peanuts in there, and you take a paddle and you brush them up and wash them good and clean, and all the little black ones in there, you throw all them out to the chickens, you know. They take them out and then we put them out and we spread them out on the grass. They got a big place in the yard. Let them stay out there, get sunshine for about 2-3 hours before we pick them up and put them in sacks. Let them dry up again. And then when they were dry, Papa would put them in barrels. Couldn't ship them in sacks, you know, because he'd break them off and get in there and get the peanuts out. We put them in those barrels. They had a regular flour barrel. It was about that high. Not a great big barrel. The barrel would hold around 100 pounds peanuts. We put them in there, put your head back. Because they used to buy, in those days, they used to buy the flour by the barrel. You couldn't buy flour in the store like they have today, all packed up. You go down and you buy 2 bits worth of flour or whatever you want. Some people had big family, they buy a whole barrel of flour, you know? And they save all the barrels like that, and Papa would get the barrels, all the cover and all. All you had to do was put the hoop back on, put the cover back on, and you would drive the hoop back down and fasten.
Really?
Sure. I mean, that's the way we used to handle that. And we bring them to the depot and all that. They got a big wagon. They bring them out that by a bus. We ship them by rail. Unload them all up in there, you know, and they load them up in those flat cars, you know, and then ship them to New Orleans. I believe Papa would get around 5 cents a pound for them. It wasn't a whole lot of money, but it still, it was something. But we raised peanuts every year. Every year we raised peanuts.
Did you raise a big field of peanuts, or just a... It wasn't a big field you raised, did you?
Big field?
Yeah.
Well, I cultivated 24 acres of land. That's what I was cultivating when I quit farming. Not by myself. 24 acres. Planted corn, potatoes, onions, anything that will grow, tomatoes, peas, and we planted cotton for 4 years.
Tell me about the work you did there now.
We planted cotton 4 years. We raised a lot of cotton. We had 4 acres of land. 4 acres of land we planted in cotton. 4 years. Cotton had went up good price, and so we'd make cotton and try to make a few dollars, you know.
What was the price of cotton?
I don't know. We sold cotton at that time about 11 cents, I believe it was. Like,
yeah. Did you ever get it for around 10?
Dude, it was a... Farming, I used to like farming. I like to play in the ground. I can't do no farming here because I got too many trees in my yard, you know. I try to plant stuff, but the pecan tree covers the ground, you know, and you can't hardly raise anything, but... Little grass.
Yes, sir.